Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Rack!
Is that the face?
Rack! Rack!
That's why. I love rooting for Ricky Fowler. I think he's fantastic. Rack!
Hello, pumpkin pies. And welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan. She's Ashley.
Hi.
He's Doc.
Hey.
And this is today's question.
Hey, Katie. West from Raleigh. Huge fan of the podcast. Also a huge fan of the challenge. And I've heard you guys reference it a few times. And just wondering, what is your favorite season? And
Wait, what?
I don't know what happened there. Luckily.
Oh, God. Did he call back?
Wes called back and left us another voicemail.
Let's hear it, Wes. Take two.
Hey, Katie. Wesley from Raleigh, North Carolina, calling. Huge fan of the podcast.
Still also a huge fan
of the challenge. Just wondering, what are your guys' favorite or least favorite characters from any seasons? Thank you. Happy day.
Huh. He changed the question.
Different question.
Okay,
oh,
Wesley.
But wait.
Oh.
One more.
No.
Oh, he called back.
No, he did
another
not.
Time. Here we go.
Wait, what?
Hey, Katie. Wes from North Carolina calling. Huge fan of the podcast.
Still
also a big fan of the challenge.
Oh, he likes the challenge.
Just wondering what you guys' least favorite or favorite cast member. All right. You guys have a good day. Bye.
Oh, wait. Was he Wes and Lesson or Wesley?
He was Wes and Lesson, but just Wesley. North Carolina.
Not from Raleigh anymore?
No, Raleigh's out.
All right. Wes from North Carolina wants to know our favorite and least favorite characters on the challenge. Characters, as if they're not people.
Cast members.
Cast members. Shout out to whatever he was drinking.
I love some.
Oh, I love the commitment. I love that they call back again and again, instead of saying, like, ah, I just gotta have to leave that. I'm pretty sure you can push pound at the end of leaving a voicemail, right? I don't know if it works for our voicemail thing.
Usually you can.
I've left dumb voicemails before. You just hit pound and it says to re-record, press 2, and then you do. It's a game changer. Okay, to the challenge. Favorite cast members. Are we going all time or this season?
All time.
Okay. I'm a bananas.
Really?
I'm a bananas person. I wasn't. But now it's just like no one plays the game like Bananas does. He's on a completely different level.
Yeah.
And everybody tries to.
Mm-hmm.
And they look so dumb when they do it.
The post-it
like Tony.
Note. The post-it note.
Was brilliant.
It was so smart.
And it would annoy me if anybody else did it.
Yeah.
But he's just so smart. He makes people who don't know how to play the game look stupid, whereas I'd normally be like, oh, they tried.
Mm-hmm.
But like he makes Tony look like an idiot.
Well, Tony is an idiot.
Yeah, I hate Tony so much.
I also hate Tony.
He makes
he's such
Devin,
a slime ball.
Devin's trying to start being the bananas. Problem is, Devin, all your shirts are two sizes too big. Why can't Devin get a t-shirt that fits?
My problem with Devin is that he sucks at challenges. Like,
yeah.
He was good at the puzzle.
Yeah,
but
he did that whole thing
eliminated.
Where he, spoiler alert, last week, he did that whole thing where he manipulated and got bananas
yeah.
out, and then he lost.
On just now, an individual
like,
thing.
They all lost.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah.
Everybody that was involved in that thing
mm-hmm.
got booted because karma. I also can't stand Nelson.
Oh, that's fair.
I cannot stand Nelson. I do love that he has that one confessional shot where he's got the chain over the black turtleneck with the leather, the black leather jacket. It's like, Nelson, we get it, dude. We do get it. Please tone it down. He's always like, yeah, that's what I think. And it's like, no, but that's dumb. What you think is dumb. Like when he found out that his such and such girlfriend, I don't want to say girlfriend, but when what's her face, the British one, was cheating on him or whatever, which wasn't true, he's like, yeah, I'm pissed. Went around, told everybody in the house that he was pissed. Doesn't say a word to her. She comes to talk to him, or she doesn't come to talk to him right away, and Nelson's like, she didn't even come and talk to me. It's like, you didn't go and talk to her! I hate Nelson. I hate Devin. I extra hate Tony. And Kayla sucks. Sorry. I don't like Kayla. She keeps trying to do the smart, like, I'm playing the game,
yeah.
and it always backfires.
And she's like, yeah, I don't like Kayla either.
Carmaria is far and away my
Carmaria
favorite.
Carmaria is incredible.
I love Carmaria. And Laurel.
Laurel's my favorite. I love Laurel. I really liked Sarah. I know, like, a lot of people don't because she's very nerdy, but that spoke to me. Like, she
it's
loved
not good TV,
puzzles
though.
And just her genuine love for every challenge she did.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I get to jump off a bridge. And I'm like, that's how I would feel if I was there. And CT is just.
I love CT.
The
and Wes.
Goat. Yeah.
Shout out to Wes who asked. Oh, my God. Was this Wes from the challenge who called in? And Derek. I've always said, I've told my story about Derek. Oh, God, yeah.
They're so good.
I've said my story about Derek's amazing sports achievement this year when he held someone's body weight on his arm.
He's unbelievable.
He's an incredible old man. Incredible old man. All right, cool. So that's a question. If you have a question or three or one question that you'd like to ask in three separate voicemails as if it were a film franchise with a beginning, a middle, and an end, the phone number 860-506-5571. Keep it short if you can, guys. We have some really good voicemails coming in, but some of them are like pushing a minute 30. And this podcast is already super long. So try to keep it top. How long you think? Like 30, 35?
Yeah, maybe 30, 35 seconds. Right about that's like the sweet spot if I was going to try to hit that.
Just have a question you want to ask and ask it, you know? And we love when you say you're a big fan, but if it's going to save you time, you don't have to. Just get to the question. We love these questions. Save that number in your phone, 860-506-5571. We have a packed podcast today full of actual sports and then some question marky sports stuff like we're supposed to be. Before we get into that, today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek, the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician. I'm laughing because when's the last time I did a straight ad read?
I don't think
I've never heard one.
I just don't know what bit. Normally the bit comes to me by the second or third sentence, and right now I'm just like, I think maybe we owe SeatGeek a real read in which I say the information they ask me to say in a normal person voice. Go to concerts and stuff, guys. Go see things. And when you want to go see things, use SeatGeek. It's easy. It makes it easy. What more do you want from me? Download the app, use it, and get tickets to stuff. It's fully guaranteed. Saves time and money. You get the bang for your buck because they grade all their tickets based on value. It's guaranteed. I said that already. And you go to make it your go-to app. Find the best deals on every type of ticket. I said all that too. Best of all, if you're skipping ahead, stop here. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code N-O-L-A-N. That spells Nolan today. Sorry, the promo code is just Nolan. Don't write N-O-L-A-N. That spells Nolan. That would be weird. N-O-L-A-N for $20 off your first skeet purchase.
No.
Skeet. SeatGeek. Okay. all right. So this week, we saw a lot of headlines that we wanted to talk about. So instead of each bringing one, like we normally do at the beginning of the podcast, which worked out so well for us last week, when I don't think a single one of us brought a sporty headline.
Mine kind of.
Yeah. But your headline was, my bracket's doing well.
Which, P.S.
All right. So anyway, we saw a lot of headlines. We wanted to get back into more sportsy stuff. We got a little off track. So this week, instead of bringing one, we're all going to bring a bunch. We're going to go through and just talk about the stuff we saw that stood out to us that's interesting. Because that's what a podcast is. We're just going to have a free-flowing conversation. And I would like to start with the story about the Blackhawks emergency backup goalie.
Yes.
For those of you who didn't see it, Scott Foster, he's an accountant. The Blackhawks, their main goalie, Corey Crawford, he hasn't played since December because he has an unspecified upper body injury. Then Forsberg hurt himself in warmups. And then Colin Delia was their third string. He got the start. It was actually his first NHL start on Thursday in the game. I think they got up 6-2, right? The score stayed the same.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. So he got them to a 6-2 lead. But then he got hurt in the third period and he had to leave the game. So this dude, 36-year-old Chicago area accountant and amateur goaltender Scott Foster, who was signed to a one-day contract right before the game to be the backup, he got to take the net. For 14 minutes and 1 second, he played a professional game against a team that I'm pretty sure had won its last six in a row. They were on a streak. So I love this story.
That's so nuts.
I love it. One of the things I love the most about it is that we've seen these headlines before about emergency backup goalies and how they dress or they're on the bench. It's like the sometimes it's the equipment manager. Sometimes it's, you know, someone else who works, and sometimes it's a coach. There was a goalie coach who dressed once, but rarely do they take the ice for a significant amount of time. I know last season or two seasons ago, there was a guy on the Hurricanes. He was the equipment manager. He played like 7 or 8 seconds of a game, and they were losing 3-1, and they didn't come back and win in those 8 seconds. So he was in net for a loss, but. You rarely see them actually go out onto the ice. I love that.
And he saved every shot, right?
Yeah, 12 shots, Dop. I don't remember.
I believe it was 13 shots.
Oh, my bad, 13 shots.
Also, not to be ageist, but he...
It could be 7.
I think it's 7.
I think we're talking about minutes. You're getting the minutes confused.
14 minutes,
oh, that's right.
Shots.
That's probably what it is. Yeah. I love the fact that he's 36 years old and he's doing this. It's not like he's some like sprightly kid right out of college.
Yeah, he played in college, but it said that that was over a decade ago. Awkward. A part that no one's really... Oh, I didn't mention this. He was named the star of the game. Like, the team came out, celebrated him. It was really cool,
That's so great.
Moment. And I'm not, to be clear, I'm not trying to shit on it. But how pissed are you if you're Delia?
Oh, that was your NHL debut, and it
got
stolen.
You got up at 6-2, and then this dude, like, I think he had cramps or something, that's why he left. And then this dude comes in who's never played before, and sure, it's a cool story, but like, hey guys, it was also my first game. I know I'm supposed to do this, not an accountant, but it was also my first game. I'd be a little bit bummed about it, but that's because I'm a pain in the butt.
Could you, if you had to get up and go play a sport right now?
Oh, on a professional, like
on
professional,
a professional level, is there something you could do where you wouldn't embarrass yourself?
Embarrassment is like a fine line. Like, I think I have a sport that I could maybe do.
If you say curling, that doesn't count.
No, it's not curling. I legitimately think that I couldn't be a bowler. But I think I could play almost any other position in cricket.
I was like, in bowling?
Yeah, I was like, there's what?
Like, I think I could do cricket. Like, if you're one of the fieldsmen that just tries to, like, catch the ball, or, like, you have this, like, wide paddle to try and, like, I think I could at least get one.
Have you played cricket before?
I have. I had a British roommate when I was in college for a while.
I respect that you came into this podcast thinking that I would understand what the different positions in cricket are. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for bringing that respect to the table. Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit I've never watched a single match of cricket. Don't they last 3 days?
They can. I mean, it depends. Yeah. It depends, but they
baseball's
could.
Got a timing problem. I think I could play baseball. I mean, I'm saying that with the caveat of no, I couldn't. But if I had to, I think I could be, I was going to say an outfielder, but I just remembered that it's only in Little League that you don't do anything
in
the outfield.
Right,
it's actually kind of a hop-in position. I could probably be a second baseman in baseball. Or a pinch runner. Because I can only run in little spurts. I'm fast in tiny little spurts.
Yep.
And then by the time I got home, which obviously I would because I'd score a run, I'd die. That's where I just die. And then I'm this amazing story that they lift up of like our emergency backup pinch runner.
Pinch runner.
died at home plate doing what she loved, making an absolute fool out of herself at a sporting event. Ash?
I probably would go with hockey goalie. I was going to go
with
soccer goalie.
What?
Hold on.
What?
I was going to go with soccer goalie because that's what I played in college, and I was actually good at it. But I haven't exercised in a long time, and so I'm changing to hockey goalie because I played hockey too, and that's more just reaction.
You've never told me that before.
Yeah, I played ice hockey. Didn't you?
Yeah, when I was a small child.
Oh.
I mean, didn't go past. As soon as it became like it wasn't logical for my parents to have to buy... As soon as I couldn't wear my brother's pads anymore, as soon as my body started to develop differently, and I don't mean as a woman, I didn't look like a woman until I was in college, and even then questionable, but like I couldn't wear his pads anymore because he was getting taller faster, and they were like, we're not buying 2 sets of pads. That's so I danced instead.
Oh.
On a pole.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Oh, boy.
Just joking. What were you saying? You're going to be a hockey goalie.
Yeah.
That's a dumb answer.
Why?
Were you a goalie when you played?
I filled in when our goalie got hurt.
Oh.
Because there's actually a lot of similarities to soccer in the way that like the puck moves and the ball moves. No one cares. In any case, I can skate. My reaction time's really good.
You gotta be a crazy person.
Well.
NHL goalies are infamously crazy.
Well, oh,
people.
Wait. I'm playing in the men's league.
Yes.
Oh.
That's
boy.
What you said. You could play a
I don't I kind of assumed I'd
you
play
like
with the
women's
women.
National team. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. That was very unwoke of me. I thought baseball. But I don't think I could play softball. That's a lot harder.
For the record, I did mean men's cricket.
Thanks, Top.
You're welcome.
So glad we have him for these for the record stories. While we're talking about hockey, which because that just so rarely happens, I have so many things I want to get in. Everybody, if you haven't seen Carlson from the Golden Knights shorthanded goal I didn't write what night that was. Was that Friday, Saturday? Whatever. You'll just Just Google his name and you're going to find it. It was one of the most incredible goals. We've seen goals like that before. But this was shorthanded, which is insane. It looks like a, it looks like a penalty shot when you watch the video, but there were actually people on ice with him between the legs, and it was the go-ahead goal. It was like, man, the Golden Knights, what a fun story this season. Doing great. And then there, the Bruins played the Flyers the other day, and I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, the game that... The game that they lost in overtime.
Okay, but we came back with those last 2 seconds
left. That's
why
I
jumped up. I haven't had a sports moment like that in a while. I jumped up off my couch, off the dent I've formed in my couch because I don't move. I jumped up, screamed, and I did a lap around the apartment.
Those moments, I feel like playoff hockey brings them to you more than...
I love playoff hockey.
It's so good.
It's so much better than any... I would say the far and away the best playoff in sports. Starts April 11th, by the way. Everybody should be watching. Dop, you going to be watching the NHL playoffs?
That's one of the only playoffs that when I don't watch the season all year long, that I make sure that I watch. Because hockey, like playoff hockey, is just a blast.
It's so good.
But do we all agree on this? No one's going to say there's a better playoff?
A couple of years ago, this was a hot take. I don't think it's a hot take anymore.
Yeah.
Because
just
like
the vibe.
Anybody
the
can
energy.
Win. It really is like anyone can win, which like, you know, in the NBA, the first few rounds of the playoffs always feel like, okay, let's just get to the inevitable. Things can happen, obviously. Mm. But in hockey, it just feels so much more like anything can happen. And I love it so much.
And I really do love sports that have like, we're going to play a number of games against each other rather than just like one game and then it's over with.
Yeah, like a... Like, let's say if you were to fill it, like a bracket.
Yeah. Oh, like a, like if it was a bracket.
And then
yeah.
like you pick one thing wrong and you end up getting everything wrong because of one game.
Right. That you
one
picked, like,
incredible
early on
thing that happened in a game when you think the 16 can beat the one in a 5-game series? Because I don't.
Just for example.
You think my champion would have gotten knocked out if it was a series? I don't think so. Okay. Opening day in baseball. That was this past weekend. Comes up on
recently.
Wednesday. We're recording this on Monday, so it comes. It was 2 weekends ago, right?
It was the 29th.
Yep, 29th was the day of opening day. It's the day that it opened. It being baseball. Baseball's back! I love baseball at this time of the year and then at the end of the season. This time of the year, it's like, yes! Then the middle, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then by the end, you're like, yeah! Again, come October. Started off with a bang, home run in the first pitch of the season. That's always exciting. And also, didn't you say there was like an umpire, they blew a call in the first game of the season?
Oh yeah, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Detroit Lions, the MLB said that
Lions.
Did I say Lions?
Wow, they must have gotten,
yeah.
They were getting into the baseball stuff? Probably a good idea.
I did.
Not very good at the football stuff.
Stop it. That is mean. The Tigers. MLB did say that they, in fact, blew the call on the first game of the year for the Tigers.
Do you know
Tigers.
What the call was?
It was supposed to be a home run call, and the umpires took the home run away from the Tigers.
Damn. And then they lost.
And they lost because of it.
Ashley's just here to be a...
Again.
You're a Pirates fan?
I am. Yeah.
Huh.
She only roots for the good teams.
Right. Well, the Eagles weren't really very good until this year.
Until their Super Bowl.
What is that song?
Champion.
What is that?
I don't know.
What are you doing with your arms there?
I hated
that was
it.
Weird.
Moving on. Xander Bogaerts from the Red Sox did take the L dance from Fortnite after he hit a double, which gives me an open door through which to walk so I can talk about Fortnite because it has consumed my life.
Are you better now or are you still?
Nope. So do you really care?
So the last time.
I'll make it quick.
You said you'd finished 12th or 13th.
Yeah.
Have you done better than
I haven't gone back to Battle Royale.
Really?
In a while. Here's what happened. I got really into Fortnite, and then I had to go to Miami for Lebetard. Mm-hmm. So while I was in Miami, when I would finish the show, I got back to my hotel around like 3:30 or 4. 3:30. It was spring break and Ultra, the big EDM, right?
Music festival.
So I never usually leave my hotel when I'm alone in a city, like unless Dan is like, do you want to get dinner? I'm like, sure. But most of the time he's busy. So I just go back to my hotel and I sit. It was really hard to sit and not play Fortnite, which is the thing I'd been doing for the last couple, because it's very addictive. I don't know if you've seen stories in the news about parents being freaked out that kids are playing it constantly. It's very addictive. I know you've seen your husband probably play
constantly.
Yeah. So while I was in Miami, I watched. Oh God!
Stop it!
I watched people play Fortnite.
Wait, what?
Did you like Twitch stream it?
On Twitch, yeah.
No way.
Well, so it started because here's how it all started. Steph Snowden, who used to work here, now she works at The Ringer. Shout out Steph Snowden. She tweeted like, "I'm live on Twitch right now playing Fortnite," and I was like, "Is it weird if I watch my friend play Fortnite without being like, hi, it's me, I'm watching?" So it was like six people in this. I'd never been on Twitch before. And I'm watching my friend in LA play with her friends a video game that I wish I was playing because I wanted to play it.
Is that how you know that you have a problem?
Yes! Yes! You're going to be able to creatively edit around most of me talking about that stupid video game?
Yep, I think so.
Perfect. I'm addicted and I can't wait to finish this podcast so that I can go home and play more. That's basically all I'm saying. The long story made short, because Dop's telling me I went too long, is I love that game and I'm trying to get through this podcast so we can get home and do it. Play it. I'm going to play. I'll play it. I'll play the game.
Lurker.
Other things that happen. Yeah, if Steph Snowden listens to this podcast, which she doesn't, she's going to be like, wait, what? How long were you watching? I learned a lot from her. Anywho, other baseball headlines. Did anyone else see anything that they liked in baseball this while we're talking about it?
You know what I thought was interesting?
What did you think was interesting?
I mean sad almost.
Oh.
Wait. I feel like I have to ask you now. Because last week you were like, this feels inappropriate. And I was like, I trust him. He wouldn't say anything too inappropriate.
No.
And you did. So when you say sad, do you mean like, this is genuinely really sad, it's going to bring down the podcast?
I don't think it's going to bring the podcast. I mean, not bring down the podcast like it did last week. It was not going to bring it to a halt like last week.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we do recognize that last week you brought the podcast to a
We have all acknowledged that that did happen.
We have all. Okay, yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
I signed a thing.
Sad headline from Dot.
So the Kansas City Royals catcher.
Sad baseball.
Tore his MCL carrying luggage.
Ooh.
Oh.
I mean, I just feel bad. I just feel like if I was a professional athlete, and I get it, you're not going to have, like, you're not going to be carried around everywhere, but what a bummer thing. Like, I'm out for 4 to 6 weeks because I decided that I'm going to carry luggage out of my house.
What, decided? You got to carry your luggage.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. It was out of his house?
I'm assuming it was out of his house. I feel like it was.
My favorite on this podcast is follow-up questions. It's always like, why do we ask him? Because the answers are always, nah, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Have Google? You Google it.
I just want to know. There are these injuries that happen within sports, right?
Okay, baseball is a leader for, and this is based on no stats, just based on my memory. It's all weird, embarrassing injuries.
Lots of silly injuries, some weird
injuries. Like Steve Trout. Remember when Steve Trout fell off of a stationary bike?
Yep.
Fell off and it was on the DL. That's great.
Tigers pitcher Joel Zumaya ended up having wrist problems because he played too much Guitar Hero. So he missed a number of games.
Who among
Katie's
us?
Katie's like, that's normal.
I've got carpal tunnel from my Fortnite. I just keep that to myself.
Will Smith on the Brewers tore a ligament trying to pull off his shoe, but the laces were still tied.
Again, this is why I love baseball, because like they're getting hurt in ways that, you know, you go into work and you're like, oh, I threw up my back in the most embarrassing way. Like, hey, like I sneezed. Like Sammy Sosa did that. They're just like us. There was a guy, I don't remember who it was, there was a guy that was like, they had a welcome dinner or something and he was buttering a roll and he sliced his hand with a knife. With a butter knife.
Yikes.
I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Tom Glavin. Do you remember Tom Glavin?
Yep.
Yeah, I hate you guys. Just for the record. I wanted to make sure that we remembered who Tom Glavin
was. No, moving on.
Okay. He threw up on an airplane and
he
cracked a rib because he threw up so hard.
Oh.
How do you, like, that's serious.
That's painful.
Who was it from somebody was chasing. They wanted to, you know, you do the pie in the face for a walk-off?
Yep.
He's chasing down the guy to pie him in the face for the walk-off, and he sprained or tore, I think he tore his meniscus or something. Incredible. That happens in football, too, when they celebrate a sack, and then they're like, oh, whoop, that's my hip that I just totally screwed up. I just love them. I love all these dumb. There was Kevin Mitchell, who was a few days late for spring training in 1990 because he burned the top of his mouth on a microwave donut.
Who microwaves donuts?
That's what I was just going to say. Why are you microwaving that?
I don't know. Maybe it was a glazed, and sometimes they're better when they're warm, and then the glaze, instead of being crispy, is just soft and gooey.
I don't know if I've ever had a warm glazed donut.
Have you ever been to Krispy Kreme?
Not really, no, I don't think so.
What?
Not really, no, I don't think so.
Well,
or
I was,
no.
I had a Krispy Kreme donut, but it was always brought to me somewhere. I've never been to a Krispy Kreme.
Oh,
yeah, and
Ashley.
I've brought that podcast to a screeching halt.
Ashley.
I'm sorry that I've never lived near a Krispy Kreme. No, that's not my fault.
Well, she's getting really upset about it.
Yeah, seriously.
Just let us give you shit, and then we move on.
Gosh.
You should go to Krispy Kreme. First of all, you can look through. Are you writing it down? Go
yes.
to Krispy Kreme.
Note
you can
self.
Look through a window and you see them like come down the factory thing, and they're perfect. You see them get
so
glazed,
cool.
And then they're warm and soft. Ooh boy, they're delicious.
I'm suspicious.
Oh my god! So I just Googled it because I knew there were more I was missing. Terry Mulholland from the Twins. He. He was at a team hotel on a road trip, and a feather was sticking out of his pillow, and it scratched his eyeball.
Stop it.
That would never happen to Ashley, because Ashley gets a feather-free room.
I'm allergic to feathers.
I knew that.
Everybody knows.
Now everyone knows I'm allergic to fake cinnamon.
I'm sorry about that.
And now they know you're allergic to feathers. John Smoltz. Remember when he tried to iron his own shirt while he was wearing it?
I remember that.
What? He says he didn't do it, but he definitely did it. There was a pitcher, a career minor leaguer who only played twice and he made two little stints in the bigs. He wore dentures. And whenever he was on the mound, he would place his fake teeth in his back pocket. Because he thought that would intimidate people. And then he forgot that he put them back there. And he slid into second base. And his teeth bit his ass. And that, folks, concludes the segment. Weird baseball injuries. Holy shit.
It's amazing.
All right. Does that feel good? Did we talk all the baseball stories that we wanted to?
I feel pretty good with baseball.
Okay. We're going to get to the rest of the sports in just a second. But first... Hotel. When? Tonight. Hotel Tonight, the company that partners with awesome hotels to help them sell their unsold rooms, which means you, listener, get amazing deals. Fun fact, unlike flights or other travel, hotel rates actually get cheaper at the last minute, which means you get rewarded for being lazy or forgetful, and I, lazy forgetful person, am on board with that. But even though it's called Tonight, you can book up to 100 days in advance in top destinations and up to a week in advance everywhere else, which means, you know, it's also great if you're a plan ahead kind of person. But if you're normal and human and you're like, oh, here I am in Chicago, got the flight, I got the car, I called my friend, let her know I was coming. Oh, hotel. I don't have a place to stay. If you're that person like me, Hotel Tonight, you open the app, three taps and a swipe, boom, you have a room. Oh, wow. Write that down. Tell them that should be their slogan. Boom, you have a room.
Wow.
Wow.
That was good.
I am so, you know, they should pay me more. The sneaky best thing about Hotel Tonight, if I'm honest, is when you search for hotel, it doesn't give you like a long, endless list of hotels that then you feel like you have to cross-reference with various other sources to know you're picking the best one. It just gives you the good ones. They show you the best deals at the best hotels. They only work with hotels that they would stay at also. And like I said last week, I don't know who works there. But I trust them. It's the right thing to do. Hotel Tonight partners with amazing hotels all over the world. They have a great perks program where the more you book, the better the deals get, which is awesome because you're not tied to like one chain. I have a lot of hotel rewards, but they're all at different chains and they don't work at each other's locations.
And every time you stay somewhere different, you never know if a Hilton is going to be 25 minus away or like it's just
minus.
Ridiculous. But yeah, you know what?
What's happening?
Catherine,
what's are you reading off the script?
Let's just calm down.
Oh, let's calm down and let's download Hotel Tonight today. God, they just keep flowing out of me. Get Hotel Tonight today? That's brilliant. You should have gotten it yesterday. Now I'm going too far. Hotel Tonight, folks, good. It's a good company. I never know what to do when they don't give you a tagline at the end. So I just say, good for them. Hotel Tonight, yes. Back to the pod. So we did hockey. We talked about baseball. Let's just go by sport at this point. Football. So we talk about football. Did anyone see that video of Aaron Donald training with knives?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knives. I think I saw something that said they were fake, though.
He did.
He said they were
he
fake.
He confirmed they were fake.
That's crazy. I guess that's how you got to train when Ndamukong Suh's coming to your team. The guy he's training with should have been standing next to him, not on the other side of the line. You want a guy who plays dirty. Just look to your left or right. Which way would he look to see Ndamukong Suh?
I'm not sure.
Just look to your left. Just look to your right. Just edit in whichever one of those is
correct. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, that's all. I just want to talk about that so I can get my joke out. Did you guys want to have other conversations about it? You're just looking at me.
It just reminded me of the little kid running around in the backyard. Have you seen that video when the woman's like, hey, let me see what you have. A knife! No! No?
No.
Nobody?
No, but...
A knife!
Good audio content, though.
That was great.
You guys just Google
it. Oh, maybe I have seen it. Maybe you're just doing a bad impression.
Oh.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I haven't seen it. Eventually, you watch enough internet videos that, like, they start to get pushed out the back of your brain.
Yeah.
Bring that one
so
back.
I'll go watch it.
Someone knows what I'm talking
about. Do you think
about.
That, like, especially if they're fake and he knows they're fake, what's the purpose?
I think it would still hurt if he got stabbed with a blunt object, though. I mean, they weren't like all flappy like a little plastic knife.
They weren't flappy.
They weren't. They looked like they were like some kind of plastic or wood or something. So
is it like a psychological thing?
That's what I was thinking.
It tricks your brain.
But I don't know if you want to put yourself in a psychological place where you go to work and you feel like you might get stabbed if you don't do your job right. Maybe actually that would get... Maybe I'll use this.
I'd try harder.
Hey, Dop.
I'm going to try stab you.
No, this looks like a pen, but it's a knife. Do your job. Did it work?
A knife!
A knife! It's an interesting thing. He's real good, so maybe it works. I just don't want other teams to go, if you want to get as good as Aaron Donald, you've got to train with knives. And he uses fake ones, but that's because he's already real good. We got to use a real one. This feels like a setup for baseball injuries. Football injuries are going to be like, he was using real knives to try to do some training. What else happened in football?
Oh, the Raiders released Marquette King.
I don't love that. I won't go on record as saying I don't like it.
Why not?
Because I love Marquette King. I will also, side story, I interviewed him for NFL Films Presents, and I don't know if he was screwing with me or not, but when I introduced myself to him, he said, hi, I'm Marquette.
What?
And he continuously called himself Marquette. So either he was fully committed to the bit and was just trying to screw with me.
Good for him if he was.
Right. Or we've all just been saying his name wrong. So I did the VOs for that segment calling him Marquette. And they made me do it again saying Marquette because it was spliced with footage from game calls. And in the game calls, the announcers or whatever, the play-by-play guy was saying Marquette. And so regardless of who was right, I would have sounded wrong. And I should just ask him.
Yeah, like, how have you not settled that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because what
that
do you do?
Really
say, I'm sorry, how do you
me.
Pronounce your name?
I say that to people all the time.
Yeah, but it's not a question of... him telling me not hearing him or me not remembering. I know for a fact he told me his name was Marquette. They had to edit out every single part of the segment in the interview where I referred to him as Marquette because I called him that for the rest of the day. Because I'm a person that if you tell me your name and it's not what I thought it was, I'm going to call you by that name. I'm not going to disrespect you.
It's also
like,
hard.
Your name's Marquette. Nice try.
If his name actually is Marquette, though, and he was just messing
with
then
that's
you,
hilarious, and that, he totally
good
got
for him.
Me.
It's
so
then
funny.
He totally got me. Anyway, back to the news. I'm bummed that he's gone. I didn't actually look into why. Did anybody say why yet?
No, I read a couple of the Raiders beat reporters were just saying that John Gruden didn't like his personality.
Oh, okay, John Gruden. You're full of personality. It's because he's a punter.
Probably.
It's because he's a punter. That sucks.
You can't have personality if you're a special teamer. Really.
Yeah, that's being like a kicker or a punter must be really hard because you're expected to do your job perfectly. Don't you dare screw it up or we're going to be pissed. We don't want to lose the game on a kick. He's got to do his job. How many times have you heard a coach said that when a missed kick is the reason, a missed field goal? But then if you do it well and you celebrate too much or you're too fancy with it or you have dances or you taunt people, then that's not, you can't do that either. So you have to be just good enough to be perfect without knowing how good you are, or else we don't like your personality. We don't need any of that. I like that.
And he's good.
He's very good. He's very, very good. He taught the bit that we did for NFL Films. He was teaching me how to punt. And I was like, this is easy. And he was like, And he taught me, like, he knows, like, certain ways to kick in order to get this ball to spin a certain way so that it will do a certain type of punt. He is so good at that. Hang time, which is, like, the most important show on television, let's be honest, but also the most important stat in terms of punts. I don't know what the number is, but it's a good number.
I feel like
his hang time stat is dope.
I read somewhere that he's top three in all of the top 10 most important statistical punting categories.
And this has been stats with Katie and Ashley. This has been, well, Ashley.
Yes. That's
well, Ashley, the internet says. This is 5.5 second hang time. That's 5.6.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
That's so good.
Mine had about a 2 second hang time when I punted. So.
That's good.
We can punt on this segment. 5.85 seconds. Man.
I don't want to gloss over that pun. That
it just sucks that if he was a wide receiver or a quarterback or a better position, personality is totally accepted.
Yeah. Well, there's another aspect to it that we won't get into, but it's just a bummer. Between that and Seabass, the Raiders are getting rid of everybody that the fans love.
Right.
Who's going to kick the balls, folks?
They're getting ready to leave town, too.
Yeah, that's what it... So it feels like the movie Toy Story. And let me now connect those dots. That's a good old... That's a Colin Coward bit. You say the crazy premise, and then you walk people through the connection slowly. That's how... That's the formula. So the Raiders releasing Marquette King... and Seabass Janikowski is just like the movie Toy Story. You've got an emotional connection to these things, but you've got to move. You're going to move, and you got to pack up all your stuff because you got to move to Vegas. Not it's just like a whatever.
That's correct. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so you're packing up your stuff, and you're like, oh man, I really love these things, but I can't take everything with me. I can't bring sand to the beach. And so you don't bring your toys, your childhood, the things you love that you're attached to, because you got to keep the box. You're living a minimalist lifestyle. Basketball? Should we talk? It just feels like all the things they love that you would think they would bring with them, they're like, oh, we got to move and we can't bring everything we like. You know when you pack to move? How many times have you moved in
a
your
lot.
Life? I've moved like for like a 10-year period of my life, I moved every year.
Me too.
And then I was like, this must stop. So no, that's why I'm still in New Jersey. I just don't like moving. But anyway, you end up looking at stuff by the third day of packing, and you're like, just throw that away. I don't need to bring that. That's Seabass and Mark King. Mark King. The men's tournament. The final is Monday night. It is currently Monday where we are. About 5 o'clock. We had to record the pod on a Monday this week because that studio's still not open. So we can't talk about it. But Villanova has played Michigan at this point, and one of them has come out victorious. So congratulations to Villanova. And then dot edit and if the other one. So I'm going to
sure.
That.
Yep. Okay.
Congratulations to Michigan on your national championship. We are so proud of you. We knew you were going to do it.
Totally.
We knew you could do it. When that one guy did that thing.
Yeah.
Man, what a thing that was.
Couldn't believe it.
Did you see that shot?
Oh, man.
From the 3-point mm-hmm. line?
I almost lost my mind.
Right. And then there was that, that call was awful.
It really was.
And what a call.
Did you see that guy in the stands too?
Yeah.
Being like,
oh, with the shirt?
Oh, man.
Yeah. The guy with that shirt.
It was.
One hell of a championship game.
Something.
Sister Jean, obviously no longer. Oh, my God. I almost just said no longer with us.
Oh, my gosh.
To correct that, no longer in the tournament because it's over. But if this were Monday, she's not in the tournament anymore because their team got eliminated, the Ramblers. But that would actually be a great name for us, the three of us. The Ramblers. Here's a sentence I thought I would never say. A nun is getting for leaving a game early on Saturday night. How does everybody feel about it?
How do you give Sister Jean crap about anything?
A great question.
I can tell you.
What?
Wow. Be a real fan.
Whoa.
Oh,
you stay
come on.
Through the end of the game.
She's 98
what
years
she
old?
She, what, did she, what did she need to do?
Go to sleep?
Stop
Continue
it.
To live?
If they were... If they were winning, she would have stayed there.
The fact that she goes to the games is incredible. That is a lot. That's really overwhelming. Not only is she going to the games, she's getting camera shoved in her face, and everyone has made her the story because, let's be honest, that's easier than learning the names of everybody on that team and talking about them as a basketball team. It's just better for the media. It's easier for the media, and that's why it happened. So she's talking. She's on a platform every day. She got to talk to people. She got to hype up the team, and she's fucking tired. Sorry for my language,
sister. And it's emotionally challenging watching your team get smoked.
Oh, damn, Ashley!
That wasn't an attack on her. That's hard to see. You're a public figure. You can't break down in public.
Holy.
What? That wasn't that bad?
No, it's a tough thing to watch. Your team get smoked,
bitch. I can't believe you're going after her like
in
that.
In your face! What? No, I love her. I'm defending her.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a neg.
Dop, do you mean to tell me you've never left a sporting event early?
No, and I don't ever shut a game off until it's over.
Well, oh, come on.
Brother Dop over here.
I'm just saying, so when it's like football season, right? Mm-hmm. I've got 16 games. It's not like it's baseball. Like, baseball is a different story.
Yeah.
You got 100 and,
yeah, those,
you know,
Lions play a lot of games.
Cross them! Finish him! So you don't shut a game off. Good,
I just don't know. What do you mean good for me? Do you like walk away
the
from
the only
games?
Time I've left a game early, and I threw a fit about it as well, because I used to be the person that's like, oh, you don't leave early, you just don't. And now I'm like, do what you want.
Yeah.
It'll make the traffic better for me if you leave early and I stay. I left early in a game with Regis. Back when I was on Crowd Goes Wild,
yep.
Regis wanted to leave because it was way past his bedtime. Mm-hmm. It was Yankees Red Sox. I think it was going into extras, or it was just those games are just long anyway. And the Yankees were up by a bunch, and he wanted to leave. And we were in the owner's luxury box. And now this is, I'd like to be clear here, that's not like a no big deal. That was the first time I'd ever been like to a fancy part of a baseball game, and I was like, my plate was just stacked up with lobster rolls. I don't even like lobster. I'm like, I need to get all of this. I was just channeling my dad, like all the free stuff you could take. I took it. Like, I didn't even eat half of it. I just needed it. And then Regis was like, well, I think it's time to go. And I was like, what? But there's still like 4 innings left. So we went. And you can't argue because he was an old man. He was like 82. Yeah. I'm like, of course, it's late. You got to go. I can't stay.
That's different, though.
I'm just going to stick around in the owner's box here.
Wait, that's different. Like, it's okay that Regis left?
That's different because she had to go because of Regis.
Sister Jean had to go because of Sister Jean.
I was talking about Regis being the foil to Sister Jean. He left a game that he just was at as a fan. Like that.
I have a problem with Regis leaving. I don't have a problem with you leaving.
Do you have a problem? But you have a problem with Sister Jean leaving, and I have a problem with that.
She stayed. Here's the thing. Just maybe I'm wrong. Didn't she stay through all the games when they were winning?
I'm pretty sure.
All played at the same time of day?
I think this one was probably one of their later games. I don't know, because time zones, and I just don't feel like Googling it. Look, my thing is this. If she didn't show up to one of the games, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. First of all, I'd be worried. First step is like, Second step is, yeah, good for you. Stay home. You have been the emotional core of this team. I'm speaking out of my ass right now, because who knows? Maybe they've got some great leaders on the team. It's just like, she's been this driving force.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of your energy.
And
go
it's been
home.
A great story.
Yeah, man. Let her go
All right,
home.
I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Please apologize.
I was wrong, and Sister Jean, I appreciate you, and I hope that you had a great Easter.
Wow. It's like he meant it.
That was kind of cute.
It was really cute. More basketball. Anthony Davis. Can we talk about Anthony Davis?
Oh, the fake thing he did?
Yeah. So he put out a poll on his Instagram and on his Twitter asking if he should shave his unibrow. I immediately knew something was up. Immediately.
Oh,
I'm like, something's going on here.
Nolan.
Yeah, that's right. I've been on the internet long enough. I've been around these parts long enough that I know. I can smell it.
I can smell it
when something was fishy.
That was weird.
I know.
It made me think of McGruff the Crime Dog.
McGruff. Anywho, then he does a video where he's like, okay, we're going to do this. He's got a Red Bull towel over his shoulder.
Oh.
Product placement.
Mm-hmm.
He puts shaving cream on the middle of his eyebrow. He goes to shave it, and the phone falls into the sink. And then he picks it back up and says, sorry. And you can see there's no eyebrow there anymore. And there's like
shaving cream around it as if he had shaved it. And he's like, well, it's all done. I will say it was great. Makeup. I bet they just put makeup over it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked really real. And then he said, April Fool's, of course I didn't get rid of it. Here's why I brought this to the podcast today. Fuck April Fool's Day.
Yep.
I hate it so much. Like, I don't like pranks.
Really?
First, I mean, it originated from, like, not liking having them done to me. Because pranks is a word that covers a wide range of things. There's, like, the silly, cute ones, fine. But then you get the real malicious,
yeah,
bad ones.
Okay.
And I'm an anxious person. When you prank an anxious person, you're taking years off their life. And then it evolved to just, like, I don't think pranks are... They're lazy humor. It's like, of course someone's going to overreact to a thing that happens to them that they think is real. Does that make them an asshole? They thought it was real.
I don't think lazy is the right word. Some of the pranks you can put a lot of effort into.
I just mean the thought of it is lazy, of like, oh, I made you think I was dying and you cried. Isn't that funny? Just joking. It's like, well, what are you joking?
I think prank wars on a personal level are very fun.
Just, if you're with a person you trust.
Yeah. So I think I love it in that situation. I hate April Fool's Day on like a
media
level.
Yeah.
Because it is so painful.
There was, I saw
never
a clip.
Funny.
I saw a clip of a morning show, one of those like Today Show type things. And I believe it was in another country. This was tweeted out by the show. They tweeted out this segment and said, like, oops, I guess you got us. A clip of their show in which they're reading a story that is an April Fool's and taking it seriously because they got tricked.
Oh.
And the show is promoting, like, tee hee hee, we didn't check facts. Now, as a non-fact-checking podcast, at least we say that up front. Okay? When we get a fact wrong, we're not like, we got. Isn't that funny? And this was like a trending moment, one of those things no one ever clicks on Twitter, of this show, like, ha ha ha, they got by a prank. And it's like, that's not something anyone, you should be embarrassed and hiding that. Because that means you didn't do your job. You were like, oh, this story seems crazy. Don't double check. Let's run with it on air, live. And then promote it later. Every prank you see in the news or like when a company is like, oh, bleh, it's dumb. So I'm over it. I don't know if it's because I've reached the age where like I've done this now for 30 years and like I'm going to come back around on it eventually. But I think it's the worst. Are we even calling it a holiday?
It's not.
It's not.
I hate April Fools because, and this is a very specific thing, but when I was a kid, my dad before, I think all this happened all the time, was reading a story about how Dan Marino had been traded to the Detroit Lions to play with Barry Sanders. And
to play
he was
baseball?
Like, yeah, talking about baseball. He was legitimately like so excited. And then he got to the end of the article.
Oh.
And it wasn't real. And I actually like saw like the disappointment in his face because he like called me in from the other room to be like, we got Dan Marino. This is so. And then like it was just, it was tough.
I'm going to be Debbie Downer. Just real. Can I be Debbie?
Okay,
Do you have any like sad sound effect or anything you can put in here? Wow, that's really bad.
I'll get one.
Just to be a Debbie Downer for a second, I think that in the era in which we're having a struggle with what's real and what's fake in the news, we probably should have the news organization stop doing this April Fool's thing. Just feels like at a time when we're like, well, this conversation is happening, but silly article. It's like, nope, we just skip this holiday, please. Okay, we have a couple more news stories. We're going to get to those in a second. Oh, God, we're at like an hour. Whatever. But first, guys, we have to talk about, can you guess it?
Allbirds!
Oh, Ashley said it. It's Allbirds. Wool runners. They're comfy shoes and they're made from sheep. Oh, God. I wrote it on my to-do list, but I didn't. Did you?
No, I forgot. Okay.
Yep, Dop's going to follow up on that. Made from sheep. Asterisk being followed up on by Dop. For real this time. As you know, they sent Ashley, Dop, and I each a pair of wool runners. And Ashley and I got a pair of...
Tree runners.
I got a pair too.
You did?
It was just 3 days after you guys.
I really like that only we got them. So the wool runners, let's talk about those first. They're cozy. They're magical. They're like little, it's like sticking your foot in a sheep and then walking around with it on your foot.
Don't say that.
Except it's not as like squishy and bloody as probably it would be. Just take that part out and picture it like a cloud probably would have been the safer.
Yeah.
Like if you made a shoe out of cotton balls and only and dental floss.
For the shoestrings.
Someone's got to hold it together.
Yeah, I knew where you were at.
This is where you're supposed to chime in with what you think about the shoe, but instead you're just watching me drown.
Trying to picture threading.
What's it feel like on your foot, Ashley? What does it feel like on your foot, Ashley?
It feels like jumping up and down on a feather pillow that I wasn't allergic to.
Yeah, put your microphone in front of your mouth. Yeah, you wouldn't know what a feather pillow is.
It feels like it would probably be pretty great.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you about it later. Stop, I don't care what they feel like on your feet. The tree runners, though, are made out of trees. And we don't have to follow up on that because you're allowed to chop up a tree and turn it into a shoe. I don't need to ask any questions. The tree was turned into a shoe. It doesn't feel like wood. I don't want you to think that you're running around with splinters and stuff. I don't understand how it's made from a tree.
Yeah.
It's soft as hell.
It really is.
It's like a mesh runner, whereas the wool ones are soft.
Yeah, they're cozier.
This is more like you could work out in this. I feel like it would breathe really well.
If you were to work out, which I don't think none of us.
No.
Nope, none of us.
No. I just run the town. I don't do too much jogging. Anywho, Allbirds is on a mission to prove that comfort, style, and sustainability don't have to be mutually exclusive. So go to allbirds.com and find yourself a pair of soft, cozy, comfy shoes made from sheep or trees. Made from sheep or trees. We'll get you the information so that you can make an informed decision. The wool runner from Allbirds and the tree runner. We tossed that one in as an extra, just like they did with the shoes. Thanks. Bye. Okay, we have a couple. See, I don't know when there's no enter promo code.
I don't know how to end it. How do you end it?
So I say, okay, bye. Allbirds, good shoe. Moving on. Okay, now we're at the point of the pod where things fall apart. Yep, that's right. We
now?
Just got there.
Oh, just
we
got
just
there.
Got there
okay.
Now. These are miscellaneous stories. The first one I have here I want to talk about this weekend. Because we've got the Masters, and then as you wanted to.
WrestleMania! Right.
What day is that?
Sunday.
Sunday. At night?
Yes.
After the Masters?
Probably.
Okay. Do I have to pick? Where do I watch it?
On your television.
It's not WWE Network?
No, you do need, It's a pay-per-view.
Okay. So not on my television.
Or you can come to my house and watch it.
Your house is far.
Yes.
It would cost me less to probably get the pay-per-view.
Yes.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey's debut is this one?
Well, yeah.
She'll beat me up if I don't watch it.
Daniel Bryan's back, which is
huge. I like
huge.
Him.
Yes.
Kind of looks like Dom.
Yeah.
I get that all the time.
But he's cuter.
Oh.
I get that I look like Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan does not look
that's
like me.
Very
sure,
true.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's out of respect for the troops.
Yeah, that's fair.
I appreciate that. I'll watch it. I'm excited.
Me too.
It's going to be. You're very excited.
I am.
Are you getting having like a party? Do you do parties for it?
Well, when we have people at our house, it's like 3 people. Does that count?
So your 2 dogs and your baby?
No, other people are coming over.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who's coming over? Why didn't I get
invited? I just invited you on the podcast.
Yeah, I must have gotten lost in the mail.
So polite of you to invite Katie on the podcast.
Yeah,
on the
podcast. Super who lives great. 25 Katie minutes away.
Awesome, guys.
Any other headlines we want to talk about?
I would like to talk about the Ronaldo statue.
Ah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
Yeah. So the old story was that they made a statue of him for an airport?
For an airport.
It is. That is it, right?
Yes.
It doesn't feel right. That's one of those facts that's like, that can't be where they put the bust of Cristiano Ronaldo, but it is. The Madeira airport. And it was bad.
Wasn't very
good.
Oh,
that one!
Yeah.
Oh, that was like real bad.
It was like the Tom Brady courtroom sketch
of
so sculptures.
Fun.
It was the lady that snuck in and fixed the picture of Jesus. Remember that?
Yes.
When she was like, I just wanted to make it look nicer. And it was like, oh, God, it looks so bad. What made you think you could do that? So anyway, he got a second chance at redemption.
He did a great job with the second one.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's pretty good.
I think that it would be hard to, it's got to be hard to mold somebody's face. I wouldn't know.
So listen, as an expert on the subject.
What?
Oh, God. Like a nature expert.
No, I'm an actual expert.
Why, Dop? What qualifies you?
I was what is commonly known as a child model.
Wait, are you serious?
I am being serious.
Are you being serious?
I have 2 life-size bronze statues of myself
what?
Age of 12 and 14.
What? What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the guy down the street from me was a sculptor. And so one day I was coming home from basketball practice.
Oh my God, this is so weird.
And he saw my mom and I walking into the house and he walked down and he asked my mom, he's like, hey, I did the sculptures down in our hometown. Like he's a pretty, well known guy. Or he was, he passed away.
Oh.
And so he came down and he was like, do you mind? Your son would be perfect for one of the sculptures that I'm doing for my hometown, Kokona, Wisconsin. And so I was a sculptor. I was a balancing boy. I have a picture of it.
Wait, hold on. Full size. He just saw you walking down the street.
Oh yeah, he saw it from
far
away. He knew it.
That sweaty 12-year-old.
He saw it.
In 2018, this story sets up differently. It feels like, oh, I was walking home from basketball practice all sweaty and young, and this man was like, love your form. Can I shape it with my hands? I don't love it. And your mom was like, duh.
Yeah.
This is a hard yes for me.
He gave me $50.
$50?
Oh, my gosh.
That's it?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. So you're saying there is a statue in a town square somewhere that you were the model for?
There's two of them. Yeah. Yes, there are. So they did, like, the full plaster casting over my body.
What?
And then they did it.
I'm sorry. I have to ask. What do you wear when you get plaster casted?
I was just wearing shorts.
Like, basketball shorts?
No, they have probably like actual fit. Like they have.
Okay, yep, okay. That's the detail.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, sure.
And so, my mom was there for all of this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was she uncomfortable?
No, she
did
was
she
good.
Get more than $50?
She just sat there and read a book the whole time.
Your body is forever being used as like a. That's you should get more than $50 for that.
Well, in hindsight. You know, I didn't have a manager back then.
Yeah,
your mom was a better manager.
Your mom was a bad manager. Yo, that's the honestly the weirdest thing I've ever found out about a person that I know.
Yeah.
That's weird, Doc.
And then you did it a second time?
Yeah,
you were like, loved that feeling.
Same
dude? Did it feel like being hugged by plaster?
Same guy. Being hugged by plaster. My little brother was in that one. My little brother and I both were in the second one where he were like diving into water on this little like river area. Yeah. So I had to have like the whole like they put it on your face and like it's like, you know, you've got to sit there with straws in your nose to be able to be like perfect. Like, I'll tell you what, it's tough.
I'll tell you what, man.
It's tough stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't think Cristiano Ronaldo sat for this.
No, I don't think he did that. No.
So do you think then with all your background knowledge on sculpting, do you think that they molded someone else's face and then the guy just tried to turn a different face into Cristiano Ronaldo's and that's why it ended up looking so bad the first time? Or did he start from scratch?
He just winged it.
Yeah, he just freehanded
it. Do you think he went around scouting like little boys in neighborhoods leaving basketball practice to try to find the one that looks the most like Cristiano Ronaldo?
Maybe.
And then he was like, let me see your abs. And then the guy was like, why? It's just a bust. You don't need to see my whole body. And he was like, yes, I do. It's for science. That's weird, Dop.
Yep.
But cool. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, you're welcome.
Do you think he did a better job on the second one?
I think I did, yeah.
Okay.
I think I got paid $100
for the
second
him.
One.
Do you think
did he? Oh, I thought I did a better job in the second one.
I lifted weights that week. I was like, really? I knew I was going to be.
I mean, my body matured like in 2 years.
Oh, God. Stop.
Are there pictures of this?
Yeah. I have them. I'll show them to you guys.
I had so many more other things I wanted to talk about, but we're going to close on this story because it's my favorite. Do we have time for another voicemail / do we have another voicemail?
We do have another voicemail and we have time with it if we are quick about it.
Okay, we can be quick. Is it a quick question with a quick answer?
It's a quick question with a quick answer.
And I know we teased this last week, but we are going to eventually do an all voicemail pod. We're just not going to do it this week. Clearly, podcast is over and it didn't happen, so that it's not this week's pod. And I don't know if we're going to do it next week. It's 2 weeks. We're going to do it in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Something like that.
Somewhere
so you've
like
got
that.
Some time to call that number, which is 860-506-5571, and leave us voicemails for our all voicemail pod. You pointed your finger at me. I didn't know what that meant.
You were done. I thought you were done. So I'm like, I'm going.
I know, but I didn't know if you were going to go and then you didn't go.
I did. I hit the button. It takes a minute.
I hit the button.
Oh my goodness.
God, I hate this.
This is so terrible.
Hi. My question is with the NHL playoffs coming up, I want to know what you guys think is the best NHL logo.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's get creative. Let's do a bracket. It's not like that's ever been done on the show.
Oh, ha ha. What was his name? Did he say his name?
No. No, he didn't. But you know what? He did call back.
You keep doing this, Dom.
Yeah, I'm realizing I forgot to give my name. My name is Cam. I was the question earlier in voicemails. About...
Oh, he's nervous. Oh, don't tease him.
...logos. So, yep. All right. Love
you. Oh, Cam. Cam is me. Cam is me at the end of an ad read. Cam is me at the end of the answering machine I recorded. I'm like, how do you end something like this? You just go, love ya. That's
yep.
how I do it. Cam, I love you too. Is that weird? I do. I love him. He sounds great. His original question was, what's your favorite NHL logo? And since we have to be quick, I'm just going to say, growing up, my sheets on my bed were every NHL logo.
Ooh.
They were obviously the old ones because, as I said, I'm 30 years old. And so the Whalers were on there.
Oh, that's what I wrote down.
And that one was my favorite. But I feel like we should pick good. Nope, the Whalers.
I was going to say Whalers.
Dop, you got a favorite?
I liked the old Anaheim Mighty Ducks back when they were like the fun duck.
Mighty Ducks. Yeah. I like the old Avalanche. I don't think it's their thing anymore, but when it was that mountain.
Yeah.
Doing these from memory because Dop said we had to be quick.
That Whalers one is so cool, though. It's like that really blue and green is great. Is
really
that what color
beautiful.
It is?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
Oh, Dob's colorblind. Oh. When he said, is that what color it is? I'm like, duh, you're talking about the... Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Are you blue? You can't see blues and greens?
Blues and purples look hard to tell and browns and greens. So it might have been a brown
I hate
purple.
The Red Wings logo.
You hate it?
I don't like it.
Huh. Felt unrelated.
Throwing that out there. He's a Detroit fan. Red Wings are their baseball team. I'll say this. It came from, I didn't like it when I was younger. I was like, what is that? Is that a wheel with a wing with a fire? What is that? And then it carried over. So now I just,
you know what I don't like is I don't like the Penguins logo. Like a penguin carrying around a hockey stick.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, come on.
It's kind of cool.
No comment.
It's kind of cool.
Mm.
Lots of dumb ones. Whalers, definitely the best.
Yeah, for sure.
Best in the most piece. The
Bruins, just a nice B, solid. Leaves no room for questions.
Boring.
Okay, you guys, that's it for this week's edition of Sports. Thank you for listening one time. Thank you extra for listening two or three times. We love you more the more you listen. So I'm just saying, if being loved by us is something that matters to you, maybe clear your schedule for the weekend. Listen to us while you watch the Masters.
Yeah.
They're like 4 days long, so you can listen to us a whole bunch of times. Maybe, who knows, maybe it's a podcast that ages like a fine wine.
You don't even need to listen. Just hit play and put your phone down and go do something
else.
No,
that's gaming the system.
Oh, that's not right.
I don't want people to game the system.
No.
I'm just saying maybe you'll enjoy it better in different rooms in your house. Maybe the acoustics are better in your kitchen. But you might as well also try it in your bathroom. After you eat like copious amounts of food. And you need that hour and 50 minutes in the bathroom.
Yep. Use this
podcast for that. Shout out to our sponsors right after that. Weird reference. SeatGeek. Hotel Tonight and Allbirds. When you're listening to our podcast for the fourth or fifth time, also feel free to rate and review it so we know that you're enjoying yourself. We love to read reviews. Like this review from Finadad, who said, dang, your ad reads are so good, I don't even skip through them with the plus 15 second button like I do with every other podcast. Wow. What a great review. Did you hear that? SeatGeek, Hotel Tonight, and Allbirds? He doesn't even skip your ads. What a great review of a podcast. So keep leaving us reviews. We enjoy those. You guys sure are funny. Leave us a voicemail. We've said that a bunch of times, but don't forget we're doing an all voicemail pod. So 860-506-5571. Say goodbye, Doc.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Mean it. SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.